following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haitlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Join the conversation at any point. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is where you can listen to us online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Check out my 2021 NFL season preview. Looking a little suspect through week one. Playing a little Monday morning quarterback. Find us individually on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. Danica Haitlin is at Dan in the studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Got a couple of texts I want to get to. Taylor Decker, Romeo Okwara, possibly Flowers and Brockers. Two contenders get more picks for the rebuild. Anyone know where Julian Okwara is at? Is he another bust like the Deshaun Hand? Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know, with the contract that Taylor Decker just signed, I don't know what team is a contender that doesn't have a left tackle. It definitely takes two to tango, and you're not just going to give them away. When it comes to that, Trey Flowers, Michael Brockers, Romeo Okwara, I mean, I don't even know if I could say that you're trying to gut the defense. Because I don't really know what we saw on Sunday. To be determined. The city of the bunt. Everybody, every fan wants the bunt. That one came from Jim in Pittsburgh. I like that a lot, Dan. Dan wants to see more bunting in baseball. More bunting. Why do
you? I really hope you understand that's not. I really hope you understand that that's a joke.
Well, why do you want bunting? Like what?
I'm not saying this. I don't want it. What started is the fact that Nico Goodrum could not lay down a bunt, and then Derek Hill could not lay down a bunt. Luckily, Derek Hill just got a hit instead.
I was wondering what had spawned this this theory and thought for you as you were watching the game getting all aggravated. I'm like, who in the world wants more bunting in baseball? Dan does. So as they juice up the ball so it goes further, and then they say that they don't juice up the ball, but they own the ball manufacturer, right? Now they have the opposite side. You got Dan wants to play a little small ball here. He wants to move some runners over. Everybody should know how to bunt. It's an interesting strategy. I mean, should you be able to? I mean, I would think so. But you would think that every NBA player would be able to shoot from outside the paint. That's just not the case either. So everybody has their strong suits, but it does seem like it would be something that would be worth practicing a little bit more, maybe. Coming up in this hour. Talk about the NFL. It is back. It is back in full force, and it all started last week on Thursday, and you knew when those numbers came in, you knew that people were dying for football. Well, it's back, and it's back in a big way, and the NFL's just got to be giggling to itself. Logan Lamarandeer will join us on the Lions. We'll discuss what he took away from Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers, his evaluation of Jared Goff, his evaluation of the defense, what to do at left tackle. The Jeffrey Okuda injury as well, so we'll get into all that. Jeff Blashill joining us at 8 o'clock this morning, the Red Wings head coach, as we're getting closer and closer to the actual training camp dates where everybody's going to go up north to Traverse City and enjoy the golf and enjoy practice. A tradition Scotty Bowman started back in 1997, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's a really neat idea. I really like the fact that they do it. I like the fact that, the guys seem to, really enjoy it. And if you're a pro hockey player, like you're already playing golf probably pretty regularly, I would imagine. If you're going to do training camp, you might as well do it somewhere like Northern Michigan. I mean, it's beautiful. We were up there in June, and the entire area around Grand Traverse Bay, all the way up, through Charlevoix and Petoskey is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah, like what an awesome place. I didn't even know that you could actually fly there. Like you can catch flights into Traverse City, which is a pretty, that's, that's, a pretty convenient scheme there if you don't want to drive. But only it took me about 4.5 hours to get up there. And the fact that I, you know, did it in June and then turned right, like late June, and turned around and did it like 2 weeks later, I felt like Dan last summer when he was just going up north every week. It's like, man, that drive gets old fast, doesn't it? Whew. Driving, tons of construction.
Yeah, the construction's the worst part. You know, you're going 80 for like 70 miles, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get there quick. Then you're sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. There goes all that time you just made up.
And where is it? Is it Novi? Is it Brighton that has the part of the highway that has the lane that's open sometimes but not open sometimes?
That's US 23, yeah.
It's awful. Like, that's the dumbest thing. Hey, make it 3-4 lanes and call it a day. Like, why do we have a red X over a lane when the lane is wide open? Like, let's use the available space that we have, please. Makes no sense. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news, awesome news for the former Michigan Wolverine and former Pistons guard, Derek Walton Jr. He's finalizing an Exhibit 10 deal with the Detroit Pistons, so good for him. It's maybe a little bit of the John Beilein effect there, believing in Derek Walton Jr., but at least he'll have a chance to play again for his hometown team potentially, so that's exciting. League sources believe in the Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will emerge as the head coaching candidate for USC. Bieniemy's from SoCal. Has told people in the past that USC is one of the only college jobs that might interest him, so that could change some things for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, you know, they got taken to task by the Cleveland Browns in week number one. If Bieniemy leaves, I know that a lot of us, because he made it to two Super Bowls and won one, we just automatically assumed that, you know, it was going to be Patrick Mahomes winning five Super Bowls. And that's very rare to do. And I think that we did the same thing early on with Aaron Rodgers after he won his first. Like, oh, here he comes. Like, it doesn't always work like that, man. It doesn't always work like that. You get a little bit of a change, especially an offensive coordinator. Things get mixed up a little bit. Like, you know, it's not, nothing is guaranteed in NFL football. The Players Association recommends that Josh Gordon be reinstated by the league, so we could see another Josh Gordon sighting. Who knows how long he'll stick around this time. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Ronald Jones is going to start Sunday despite his week one benching, according to Bruce Arians. Sean Murphy Bunting was placed on IR after dislocating his elbow trying to make a tackle. That sounds incredibly painful. The New Orleans Saints have 8 members of their organization testing positive for COVID-19. 1 player, a nutritionist, and 6 offensive staff members are all down now with the COVID-19. Michael Thomas is on the reserve COVID-19 list. He was placed there as of yesterday. He's currently on the PUP list as well, not eligible to return to practice until week number 7 at the earliest. So the Saints had a really good weekend against the Green Bay Packers, and we'll see what happens next. San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert is going to have season-ending surgery. That's not good. The Buffalo Bills are going to require fans at games to be vaccinated against COVID-19. I do have this question, and I'm gonna ask this again a little bit later on. But why do you require the fans and everybody who works at the facility to be vaccinated, but you're not requiring the actual players on the field? That's what I don't get. So if I'm not vaccinated,
do the fans have a union?
Well, if I'm not vaccinated,
do the fans have a union?
The fans do not have a union. They have the fan union.
Do the rest
union.
Of the employees have a union?
We do not have a union. No.
There's your answer.
Yeah, I get that. I get that it's going to be collectively bargained with the union. Like, I understand that, but just from like the concept of it, just seems a little suspect. Like, it's a little off. Like in the NBA, for example, the NBA is going to do something very similar. You know, the G League team that's supposed to be in Mexico City, they're going to play in Texas. You have certain cities' rules that could interfere with players if they don't want to get vaccinated. Which it's like, okay, well, now what are you going to do if you're in Golden State? What are you going to do if you are in New York? Because the NBA players won't be required to get COVID vaccinations. But look at the NHL. They've already lost a couple of coaching staff members who can't or won't get vaxxed, and they're out of a job. So it's interesting. We'll step aside. We'll be back. Week 1 ratings are up in the NFL. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem. Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
This is a message for any golfer listening right now across Michigan and even in the Northwest Ohio. Have you ever experienced the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids? They have two 18-hole layouts, St. Ives and Tullymore. They have all the lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. You can find out more about golfing Tullymore and staying and playing.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, you can hop into the conversation at any point. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. I apologize, not sure who that guest is, but he uses we more than Charles Woodson on TV. It's because he's a Michigan alumni. It's because he played for the university. He played at the Big House. His name's Jack Miller. Find him on Twitter at Jack_Miller60. And you can take that up. You can take that up with Jack. But yeah, that's we. He's an alumni. You should say we. Let's get to Freddie, who is on hold this morning. Good morning, Freddie. Happy birthday to Dan Marino. By the way, I saw this morning. I know that Dan Marino means a lot to you. So happy birthday to Dan Marino, not Dan Bellino.
Dan Marino was the best ever. I understand Tom Brady has 7 rings, and he really is the best ever. But to me, Dan Marino is the best ever. I don't care.
He didn't win a ring, though. What a bum.
You're right. What a bum. Yeah. But anyways, he was must-watch TV. I was so glued to his TV. Yeah, I don't cry much, but when he retired, boy, I tell you, I cried.
This is the question that my roommate and I always discuss. Now I can't remember that. Who was the quarterback that came in for Carson Wentz and the Eagles and won the Super Bowl? Why can't I think of his name?
Nick Foles.
Would you rather be Dan Marino or Nick Foles? Whose career would you rather have?
Dan Marino.
That's what I said. Dan Marino. I forgot who Nick Foles. I forgot his name. I did not forget Dan Marino.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather be Barry Sanders? DeAndre Swift. I mean, come on now. You know, I mean,
tough comparison, you know, there. There's a qualifier as far as being a Super Bowl champion versus a Hall of Famer. A little different there.
Okay, you're right. Well, you caught me on. Okay, all right. Would you rather be Barry Sanders or who's the Baltimore running back that ran for 2,000 yards and they won a Super Bowl? He played for Tennessee.
What the hell is his name?
Jamal Lewis. Would you rather be Barry Sanders or Jamal Lewis?
Barry Sanders.
Okay. Well, there you go. And, yeah, Yeah, that was me that sent the text. I didn't know. I wasn't sure if he worked for the media or I'm like.
Well, he does. He does work in the media, but he also is a Michigan alum.
Yeah,
I mean, if Jim Brandstatter said we, it wouldn't bother you, would it?
I try not to listen too much to Michigan football, especially after what's his name stepped down, Frank Beckman.
Frank Beckman, man, I used to love running into him in the hallways, in the Fisher Building back in the day because he was hilarious. He was tall too. Frank Beckman was a big dude.
But yeah, he is a tall dude. I stood next to him. He is a tall dude. By the way, when you get the job for Michigan football radio, are you going to use the word we all the time?
I think that's already been decided.
Really? You're going to get the job?
I don't know. There was a rumor circulating that they had already picked their broadcast team for football.
Oh. Well, hopefully they consider Dan Miller. So we'll see. Brandy did it for years.
Yeah, no, that would be, I mean, Dan Miller would be that's a knockout. If Dan Miller wanted it, he should get it, 100%.
Absolutely. And anyways, before I talk to you about the Lions, yesterday I was surfing TV. I got to tell you, TV sucks nowadays.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I was telling my wife yesterday, I go, I don't like watching anything on TV anymore unless it's Judge Judy or All in the Family. It's the only thing, two things I watch, and the Food Network. Other than that, TV sucks. I even hate watching sports. So many commercials. The other day I was watching, well, I don't know what I was watching. Even my wife was sitting with me, and it had to be. I don't know. It was a big game on not too long ago, a couple of days ago. It's still the first quarter. I'm like, yeah. I mean, commercials, and at times they stop the ball. It's ridiculous. But it was the Sunday night game. It was the Sunday night game. She's like, it's still the first quarter. Yeah, you gotta watch Stafford for like 5 more hours.
Yeah, exactly. Got it. And your girl Kelly Stafford, a little outspoken. Her husband Matthew is now having fun for the first time in forever. He's having fun playing football. Did you see that? I haven't even opened that can of worms yet this morning. But we might as well if we're here, Freddie.
I'm glad you brought that up because you know what? I may come off as insensitive, but I don't give a damn. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't give a damn. Okay, listen. Great dude, great family, beautiful family. Listen, all that stuff. But, you know, this is going to sound really insensitive, but, you know, when she went to her surgery, thank God she's fine, she asked Detroit for prayers. She asked the world for prayers. And thank God she's fine. The family's doing well. And then you want to take a shot at Detroit.
How quickly they forget, Freddie. How quickly they forget.
And these fans suck up to them. And it bothers me because we need more people in the media to actually stand up and say something. I heard one guy yesterday that's, you know, notorious for speaking up and finally say something. But there's got to be more guys in the media to stand up and say something when this crap happens because it's BS. Taking a shot. A fan base that supported you through thick and thin. He's never owned up to he was part of the problem. Channel 4 can stick it up to their rear end, too, for never pointing out that Calvin Johnson was a Hall of Famer. Sue is going to be a Hall of Famer. And Stafford was part of the problem. You know, when people do stuff like that, the karma gets them. And I just hope they lose. And we ended up getting higher first-round picks. So,
and Freddie, we got to be honest. Like, let's remember, like, they played the Bears on Sunday Night Football. Like, that couldn't have been set up any better. It's an opponent that he knows very well. It's, you know, it's not like he did anything magical. He's got guys running down the open field, wide, busted coverages everywhere. But the Kelly Stafford comment, you know, Huge talked about this yesterday afternoon, and he was not happy with it. And he asked me, and I said, look, to me, really – you know, I give a lot of credit to coaches' wives and to players' wives because they have to hold down the family because, you know, when you play or coach, especially in college or professional sports, you sacrifice a lot of your time, even high school sports. You sacrifice a lot of times. You know, one of my buddies is a high school football coach in Monroe, and his wife talks about it a lot because, you know, football practice, he's gone Monday through Friday. They got the games on Friday. They get Saturday off, and then they have meetings and film on Sundays. It's like you're gone a lot. And at every level, it gets more intense. And at the professional level, you just get more time off in the off season. But when you're in season, like, it's about the wives being able to hold down the family element to make sure that, you know, the home front is good. So I give him a lot of credit there. But for Kelly Stafford to take that pot shot on the way out the day after, because she's doing a podcast like the morning after of what it's like to be, you know, the wife of a, you know, superstar quarterback and how hard it must be to have all your bills paid and that life taken care of. Like, oh, my God, so difficult, right? I mean, don't get me started on that, Freddie. I'll go in the deep end. I might get myself in some hot water on how I feel about all that.
That's I know what you guys know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My man's out there grinding, getting smacked every day by NFL offensive linemen. And this one here is going to be flapping her jibs about, you know, the fact that now he's having fun. When exactly what you said, when she was going through what she was going through, who was there to support whatever cause that they wanted? Who was there to donate? Who was there to, you know, the thoughts and prayers and all be supportive? And now you want to kick us in the nuts on your way out of town?
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine. That's cool. You beat the Bears. Guess what? Nick Bosa in San Francisco. Let's go Justin Herbert and the Chargers. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Arizona Cardinals aren't no punks.
That game was fixed on Sunday night. I don't care what anybody
says. I watched the pick 100 times, Freddie. You can't.
They were highlighting the L.A. stadium. First time they wanted to highlight that stadium. That whole game was fixed. That game was given to the Rams. I don't care.
It was when they put the Bears on the schedule. It was given to the Rams. That Bears stink.
Stanford blew out the Bears last year. Remember when they fired Patricia the first game? They blew out the Bears.
Yeah.
The interim head coach. But anyways, last thing. I blame Matthew Stafford when it comes to all this. Because you think I would let my wife go on social media? My wife is anti-social media. You think I would let my wife go on social media and say stuff about me?
No.
Are you kidding me? I mean, no. I blame him. And to show the world that your wife wears the pants, you wear zero pants. Bye.
Freddie, put some pants on. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. Logan Lamer and Deer joins us. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA, on Facebook, MHSAA, and you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan High School Sports at MHSAA.com.